The Federal Communications Commission is about to launch a program to expand access to high-speed internet for more than 150,000 Alaskans who live in rural areas. But Alaska's governor and some of the state's telecom industry leaders doubt the program will solve the problem. And the program could come at the expense of the Universal Services Fund, which has had a big impact on Alaska. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The USF was created in 1996 during the last round of federal telecommunications reform. The fund subsidizes companies that provide telephone service to rural areas around the country. That's an expensive venture that requires subsidies that are funded through an elaborate system of tariffs and fees, including the $3.45 USF fee that we all see on our monthly telephone bill. All agree that it's also going to be expensive to provide broadband to rural areas, especially in Alaska. FCC spokesman Mark Whitfield says the agency's USF reforms would integrate the program into a new Connect America fund, which will provide up to $4.5 billion to expand broadband into rural areas nationwide.
It's important that we make the changes so the Universal Service Fund can do for broadband what it did for telephone service.
But Alaska Governor Sean Parnell and many leaders of the state's telecom industry say the Connect America reforms won't work here. Instead, they say they'll have the opposite effect.
The changes, in fact, could set the state back a bit as opposed to helping us advance towards broadband access for everybody.
That's Jim Kohler, an advisor to Parnell. He's also the State Department of Administration's project manager for telecommunications and broadband issues. Kohler says Parnell and telecom industry leaders in Alaska don't yet have all the details of the FCC plan that will be outlined in a 500-some page document to be released any day now. But most of what they've seen over the past couple of years during the plan's formulation worries them. They say the reforms will lead to big funding cuts for both basic voice and data services in rural areas. Kohler says the FCC's proposals have introduced uncertainty over whether the feds will continue to adequately support, through subsidies, the very expensive business of investing in the technology needed to provide broadband to rural and remote areas in Alaska. Jim Rowe, executive director of the Alaska Telephone Association, says the buzz that has preceded release of the reforms already has had a chilling effect on the state's telecom industry investment.
It's already happened. There's already a chill. Because how is an entity going to think about borrowing money to build infrastructure? And you don't do this from this month to that month. This is planned ahead years. Let's see, we want to borrow money, but I don't know if we're going to have a revenue stream sufficient to be able to pay off our loan. Do we really want to make this investment now?
Mike Garrett, executive vice president of Alaska Power and Telephone, says his company probably will, in the short term, start cutting back investment in regular voice service that it provides to customers in 35 smaller Alaskan communities.
You're going to have the companies that do serve out in the bush areas make much less investment in the typical voice services. I mean, they're going to do with less.
Whitfield, the FCC spokesman, says if anything, the reforms will reassure investors because they're long overdue and badly needed to bring the nation's telecom regulations current.
So this basically phases that system out and is putting the industry on a firmer foundation going forward.
Whitfield says he expects the USF reforms to take effect sometime soon after the holidays. Rowe, with the Alaska Telephone Association, says he expects lawsuits will be filed soon thereafter to block all or part of the reforms. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.